Today, as we all know and as we've been celebrating at the beginning of this service, is Palm Sunday, where we remember and celebrate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. This is, of course, the beginning of Holy Week, that week in which we recount and relive and reflect on the events of this last week of Jesus' earthly life. These events which are, of course, at the centre, the very heart of our faith. I'd like to encourage you to share in the liturgies during this week, thinking particularly about Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. The liturgies in which we will share are powerful things, just in the way that reading of the Passion Gospel with different people taking different voices is a powerful way of sharing that story. The services this week are there so that we can engage with and take part in the last events of Jesus' earthly life before Easter Sunday. That long Passion reading which we've just heard, so powerfully read, is actually really for Friday, not for day. It's not that Father John has made a mistake with his calendar. The lectionary has it for today, but really today is about Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry, and I want to start and I want to focus principally on that great event, the triumphal entry. As we think to that occasion and all that was going on, there's lots there. I want to reflect on just two aspects of it. The first aspect I want to reflect on is the nature of Jesus' kingship. The nature of Jesus' kingship. We know what happened. We know the story. Jesus goes up to and enters Jerusalem, and a great crowd gathers. I don't know whether you've ever been in a big crowd. I come originally from the northeast, which I'm sure is a great surprise to you. I'm sure it doesn't show in any way in my accent. But I have been in big football crowds, and there is something about the dynamic or even the hysteria of a large crowd. A large crowd gathered when Jesus entered Jerusalem. What did they want? What did they envisage this event of Jesus coming into Jerusalem was going to lead on to? The coming of a new king? Yes. The coming of a new king. A king to throw off the shackles of Roman rule. A king to re-establish the proud kingdom of Israel. A new era for their nation. This was what the people, this was what the crowd was so excited about. But is this what Jesus was really about? How did Jesus see this event? Jesus arrives riding on a young colt, which is what the translation said this morning. A young colt, a donkey. Hardly a huge status symbol. In fact, rather the reverse. But this was a significant sign of how Jesus saw himself and this day. In other words, Jesus saw this event and this day very differently. He was coming not in splendor, but in humility. As the prophet Zechariah had said towards the end of the Old Testament, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass." No chance event, this, Jesus arriving on a donkey. It wasn't because all of the other more posh animals had been taken by others. Jesus had sent his disciples specifically to collect this animal. Jesus is making a profound statement about his kingship. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world, as he would say to Pilate in John's Gospel. This was not about a coronation, but was about a crucifixion. This king wears not a gold crown, but will wear a crown of thorns. This king comes not with the power of domination, but with the power of love. This triumphal entry into Jerusalem leads on to the triumph of the cross. In all of this, Jesus was saying, and we are reminded, that Jesus' kingship is completely unlike kingship in this world. And this, of course, challenged the crowd enormously. And they very quickly, over the matter of a few days, completely turned against him. And in this, I think as well, in the same way, Jesus challenges our notions of his kingship. And Jesus invites us to see him completely differently. And Jesus invites us to reflect on our own understandings of the person who Jesus was, and to reflect on our own responses and actions to that. Secondly, just a few reflections on the nature of human behavior. On this day, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the crowd was hugely excited. They had enormous expectations of what would happen next. Their expectations were that their own dreams and imaginations and aspirations and political desires would be fulfilled. But over the next few days, as Jesus continued on the way of the cross, it was clear to the crowd that their expectations were misplaced. Their expectations were not going to be fulfilled in the way that they wanted. And so the support of this ecstatic crowd waned. It fizzled away. So much to the extent that only 5 days later, they shouted for Pilate to crucify their king. Human nature can indeed be so fickle. But human nature can also be steadfastly faithful. The faithful few who had gathered around Jesus continued to be with him to the very end of his earthly life. And of course, beyond. Once again, we are invited to consider our own responses and actions. Am I fickle or faithful? May God help us during this Holy Week to reflect on all that this week contains, all that this week reminds us. And may God help us to consider, to reconsider our own responses to the momentous events of this week. And may God help us to remain faithful in all things. Amen.